CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
For over 5 years, with over 200 episodes, the North American Wrestling Connection,
the
worldwide leader in talk entertainment. And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007, sanctioned by...
Are you a professional wrestler under stress?
No! No! No!
Do you have an unhealthy obsession with assaulting sports legends?
That's Pete Rose! That's Pete Rose! Pete Rose just got tombstone!
Then you might have WSM, Wrestling Stress Mismanagement Problems. Stressors, like those and many others, have a serious impact on those who do not know how to handle them. But now, you can give stress the finger poke of doom with Dr. Shelby's Stress Away, Live for Today self-help program. World-renowned stress therapist Dr. Shelby will be there with you each step of the way to guide you through life's stressful moments. You'll learn the importance of displaying your emotions in art form.
So I'd like you all to make an anger collage. Daniel, would you like to show the group your anger collage?
You want to see it? Fine. Here it is.
That's great.
Putting trust in others.
Daniel, what I'd like you to do is just fall backwards. Just fall backwards and Kane will catch you.
And learning that it's better to cooperate than fight.
What is going on?
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Dr. Shelby's Stress Away, Live for Today program. Guaranteed to change the way you handle stress forever.
Big red face! Big red face!
Okay, maybe not. Available wherever self-help books and DVDs are sold.
Such assistance will also be needed for New York Yankees fans who have a variation of it calling their team stunk through the playoffs disorder. That's the wrong show. I'm sorry. This is not the show to be talking about that. This is the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, let's see. Oh, I know why I was talking sports. I have someone who does talk a lot of sports, VRM.
And someone who is a big Yankees fan. Really? You're gonna pull that 0-for-whatever? Robbie Cano, A-Rod, Curtis Granderson? All you get in the room.
I'm sorry, I can't pull the lever on that one.
I know, that's my job.
And with us also is our living laugh track, Tom Delgado.
That's the second time tonight I've been referenced as a living laugh track. But there's one thing that will not make me laugh, and that's coming up in a little bit here on the NAWC. Good evening, Nikki.
Good evening, Tom. Mm. And finally, our resident weapons expert, Mr. Brian Henniger.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor to be here, as it is every week, to swing folding chairs and make references to cartoon characters that will drive Jim Williams insane.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Honey.
So, but the reason I actually had you on the show this week, Brian, is because you might have gotten a little bit of a preview of what we might be seeing at Hell in a Cell. You were at a house show, Lucky Stiff.
Yep. Yes, I was. I was at the house show at the Knoxville Civic Coliseum in Knoxville, Tennessee. An arena with a huge legendary legacy of professional wrestling events, and this was a great show. I actually got to see more than one match this time.
Well, that's because you guys pretty much knew where you were going, right?
Yes. The last show we went to was an aberration. This was an awesome time. Me and Dad got to have a lot of fun. And, you know, it was a really solid event. If I had paid to get in, I would have felt like I had gotten my money's worth.
Well, there you go. Did you want to run down the card, or do you want to speak of just the one match that I know that you know we're going to be covering?
I'd like to run down the card because there were some great events there. First of all, Matt Stryker was working as ring announcer again.
Mm-hmm. He did that at some of the shows I attended in September.
And did a pretty good job, actually. He was really good in the main event. I'll get to that in a moment. Apparently, when they had done this show originally, Cena was supposed to face Punk.
Okay.
But, of course, Cena's arm is all foobarred, and so they were offering refunds to people if they left before the second match.
That's standard procedure as well. I was back in 2009 when they did Jeff Hardy's pyro accident. We had SmackDown house shows where they offered refunds for the Jeff Hardy fans about in the same parameter.
Yeah. Anyway, AJ Lee came out first. And by the way, Nikki, you'll like this. She wore the suit and she was rocking the Chuck Taylors.
Yes. That's how it should be.
Yes. Punk came out and cut a really good heel promo. He skipped around AJ and said, "Look at me. Look how stupid I am. Y'all look how stupid I am." And so they made the main event the Ryback versus the Punk. And by the way, I'm going to say right now, Ryback was over in Knoxville.
He is over. Period. Paragraph. E-O-D. And I know you'll get that, Brian.
Yes. So our first... numero uno, we had Team Hell No versus the Primetime Players. And they worked a pretty good match. The Primetime Players were out there. They were doing the Florida Gators chomp because they were in Tennessee. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Team Hell No won. They had Kane and Daniel Bryan, I'm going to say right now, are comedy gold.
Very much so.
And I know all the number three's like, "Oh, he should be in the main title hunt for the next 10 years. He's funny. Get over it."
He's also extremely over in this when people, you know, when the non-indie wankers said, "Well, this guy's got no charisma." Do you hear the crowd back there? I mean, just something, you know, I go out there and I hear,
"Yes! Yes! 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 Yes!"
That's not an echo. That's 7 to 10,000 people right along with him.
But by the way, the closing spot was a great one in that Kane had both of the belts. He was doing the whole "I'm the tag team champions" bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wanting his belt back. Daniel Bryan was. Mm-hmm. And so he held one belt behind his back. Kane held one belt like he was a bullfighter.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel ran at the belt. He swung it up and the whole audience went, "Ole!" And Daniel was starting to get frustrated. He's like snorting and he's like, pulling his leg back like a bull. And mm-hmm. it was real funny.
Sweet.
Okay. Next was The Miz versus Santino Marella. Decent enough match. Santino was over as well. Miz beat him, but Kofi Kingston came out and made the save.
Okay.
Which set up what happened on main event a few days ago.
Which we will be discussing at length.
Okay. Next came the bathroom break match. Layla L versus Caitlin. I've never heard a deader crowd at a WWE show in my entire life.
I honestly think that it is, right now it's WWE's fault for essentially dropping the ball on the entire Divas division. But because I'm no better, when the Divas match starts, I'm usually heading for the concession stands because I know that since the men outnumber the women, this is the perfect time for me to go get a soda.
Exactly. Okay. Then we had a really good match. Before the intermission, we had the semi-main, basically. It was the Big Show versus Sheamus.
Okay.
And we could vote on the stipulation.
Ah.
And it was either 2 out of 3 falls or a last man standing match. We picked a last man standing match. I voted for it, so I think it really did happen.
Well, let me ask you something. Were they doing a lot of social media stuff? Because they pushed it hard at all four of the shows that I was attending.
Yes. You could tweet and they would put your tweets up on the screen. I got a few of mine on the screen. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. It was awesome.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So you had Big Show and Sheamus in a last man standing match.
And it was pretty good. I mean, the thing was, Sheamus was able to do some really good peril spots, and the Big Show was really over at it. The ending of the match was Big Show turning up the count of 9, slipped and fell, and he lost the match.
Okay.
And it was a really, really good match. He ducked under the WMD and hit the brogue kick.
Okay.
And he won. Then came the intermission. Then we had a special attraction match, as it was called, Kofi Kingston versus Justin Gabriel.
Ooh.
It was a high-flying match, to be sure. They both had some really good matches. Kofi got a good pop. The only thing that made me angry was that we didn't get to see the 450.
And that is a sight. I have been fortunate that I've seen it a few times. It is just a wonder to behold.
And I was disappointed. But Kofi won after hitting the Trouble in Paradise. They both shook hands. It was a great matchup. Then came the head scratcher of the evening.
Okay.
We got to see the Rhodes Scholars,
mm-hmm.
which I love that name.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Sin Cara and Brodus Clay.
Actually, we've got the explanation on that. Ray is laid up with the flu. That's apparently legit. So they've probably got him home on a Z-Pack trying to get him back together because they want to do the finals on Monday.
On a what pack?
It's called a Z-Pack. It's a prescription cold medicine that only covers, you only have to take it for about a week. And it literally beats the hell of the cold out of your system.
Oh, well, good to know. I didn't know that stuff existed.
I could have used one of those recently.
Yeah. But anyway, so Sin Cara got a good pop. Brodus was over as well. And we got to see both Funkadactyls.
Okay, so somebody drove Cameron then.
Yeah, oh, basically.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did. And you should. But, it was so good. You know, because Cody came out first to Smoke and Mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
And then out came Brodus to Hallelujah. While he's coming out, Brodus is like acting like a conductor, conducting the orchestra as Sandow walked out.
Well, that's awesome.
And they worked a pretty good match. I mean, it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. After it was over, Brodus and Sin Cara won, and the kids went to dance. And I learned something that night.
Okay.
Sin Cara can't dance.
So was that the only thing he botched?
Yeah, I mean,
beat me to it.
He was on fire. I mean, he was working some good moves that night.
Mm.
But then came the match you guys want to see. Ryback versus CM Punk.
Yes, 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 and yes.
By the way, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but WWE might be getting sued pretty soon.
Over?
CM Punk's new t-shirt.
Oh, yes. The
GTS logo is a direct copy of Elvis Presley's TCB.
Yeah. Do you really think that the Presley estate will go after him for that?
They are mad protective of the Elvis trademark.
Okay.
I'll put it to you like this. When they did a Got Milk ad about 10 years ago, they did a Got Milk ad with a bunch of Elvis impersonators.
Mm-hmm.
They sent a long letter to the California Milk Processors Board of how tall they can be, how overweight they could be, what kind of outfits they could wear. I mean, it was they protect his trademark like nothing.
Damn.
So, well, and when you look at all the parodies and all the disrespect they show Elvis, I do understand, because I'm a huge Elvis fan. Mm-hmm. I kind of understand it.
Right.
But who knows? Anyway. It was a great little touch when they did the introductions. Matt Stryker actually introduced the referee.
Ooh, who reffed the match?
John Cone.
Sweet.
He got the assignment. Ryback can work a main event match. From what I saw, he can do face in peril when the needs to do so. Obviously, Punk was doing some more of the heavy lifting as far as the technical wrestling, but he can hold his own technically.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a monster at the strength maneuvers, and Punk sold like a champ. This match was fun. I mean, it was back and forth. They did what they usually do at house shows. He grabbed a steel folding chair, and he did, in fact, hit him with the folding chair.
So did you yell, hit him again?
No, I did that actually in a previous match. During the Last Man Standing match, Sheamus got a chair, and I yelled it as loud as I could.
Cool.
And then me and my dad joined in, and we did, hit him again! He got it. No one else did. But the funny part was at the very end of it, Punk grabbed the chair, and he was like playing air guitar to Ryback's music.
Oh, jeez.
With the chair.
Okay.
And he went to hit Ryback over the head. Ryback ducked, kicked him, and hit him with the shell shock to send the crowd home happy.
Nice.
But I'm going to say it right now. If we see next Sunday, what we saw tonight,
mm-hmm.
Ryback will be a made man because he was crazy over.
And that's what I think a lot of, you know, the reason I'm focusing so much on this thing with Ryback is that that is something that the IWC, the number threes, just don't get. Ryback has has cheers that are as loud, if not louder, than the yes and no chants, than the girly screams for Randy Orton, and who else is crazy enough over that they get that the crowd gets that loud?
I know the Marks, the Smarks, they get loud, still get loud for CM Punk.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying, Ryback gets some of the loudest pops. And yeah, he's only been there for 6 months in this character. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they would have done this if they really felt that they had been painted into a corner. Cena's not, you know, Cena could not guarantee that he would be 100% and ready to go. So what happens? Well, they finally do the contract signing, and they're going to feed Punk to Ryback. So some smartass on the internet puts up this picture of John Cena saying, "I want you to face me at Hell in a Cell. I want you to face me at Hell in a Cell. I want you to face me at Hell in a Cell." And then a clip from Monday night where Cena's leading the entire arena in a "Feed Me More" chant. Never mind. Fight Ryback. No. That's not how we're doing this. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, no, seriously, Tom, this is just one of these situations where you can't please a number three, you can't please the IWC.
Yeah, you can't please everybody.
And, oh, by the way, you know, most of the IWCs, most of the number threes don't spend money on wrestling. So, Brian, why should we cater to them?
Uh-huh, exactly. It's, you know where your market is. The WWE knows where their market, where their bread and butter is as far as where they can make the most money. And as much as I hate to say it because I am not a fan of this current era, I actually like what they're doing here because it makes the most sense. I mean, it didn't when it first came to me, but now it does because Ryback is over as hell.
And Brian, you corroborate this. You know, you've seen it in person. I've seen it at multiple house shows. So first the IWCers whine that there's nobody new in the main event. Okay, here's somebody new in the main event. Oh, not him.
It's like, what? Yeah, it's like, what the hell do you people want?
Seriously.
I mean, no, I know what they want. They want John Cena to be a jobber on Superstars and then book Punk versus Bryan for the next 5 years. Well,
not going to happen. Look,
no.
VRM would like that.
I just want my Iron Man match. Is that so much to ask?
Apparently, but I wouldn't mind seeing it sometimes down the line.
Yeah, but
and we'll get it. We will get it eventually.
We will get it. This will happen. It's just a matter of that. Yeah, the IWC, the number threes, you know, want, you know, Punk and Bryan and Cesaro at the top. They want Cassius Ohno called up. They want Cena jobbing on Superstars. They want, you know, what's the IWC's opinion on Randy Orton right now?
From what I can read on some on a forum I go to, a big forum, they're not. It's a mixed bag as far as Orton knows.
Okay, because I will say now, at least now he actually looks like a face.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's grown the hair back, and you're right. With that hair, he looks 10 years younger.
He does, and he has a more natural skin tone. So if he didn't have all the tattoo sleeves, he'd remind me of how he looked back in like 03 and 04. So, but, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, the IWC wants all these people to go away, and they want all their indie darlings, you know, holding the top belts. And the bread and butter fan base, you know, the people that actually spend the money to go to the shows would be confused. They wouldn't get it.
Exactly.
Exactly. So. I don't want to take this over real quick. I just want to, you know, give a quick give you my 2P if that's okay.
No, go for it.
Okay. Here's what, you know, Kevin Nash, for all the things people say about him, he made a good point once.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, they call it the business, but the minute you start treating it like a business, they all want your head. This match is going to draw money.
Oh, this is going to draw crazy money.
This match is going to draw money because, well, me and Jason have a good idea about this. Ryback represents something we haven't seen in a while. He is something fresh, and he is something different. Mm-hmm. He's almost a throwback to the old school guys like Bruiser Brody, and if I may use some of my knowledge here, Ox Baker.
Mm. No, I've heard of Ox Baker.
Or the Mongolian Stomper,
who you referenced in a previous show.
Yes, where they didn't talk a lot; they let their actions do the speaking for them. And mm-hmm. Ryback is over. I don't care what you say, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He and Punk are going to have a good match.
Yeah. And this is how over he is. The last couple of shows, we have not heard Goldberg chant.
I was actually going to say that the most recent type of this kind of competitor that Ryback reminds me of, exactly, Goldberg, because he's got the big build, he's got the body, and the fans got behind him very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And as I've already posited my wild card for Hell in a Cell, and now that this match is official, my wild card is official. Ooh. We've seen Ryback beat one guy, we've seen Ryback beat two guys, but Ryback can't beat three. We know he's going to break the cage. So that just means my dear Uncle Paul will have to send in some backup just to make sure that Ryback doesn't
upset the apple cart, basically.
Yeah.
Which is what you had already said, and did we approve the auto win for that?
Yeah, this is pretty much an auto win. The cage gets broken. Lesnar goes in there. Lesnar and Punk, Lesnar and Punk with Uncle Paul's guidance tear Ryback down. Crowd goes ballistic when Punk pins Ryback. His streak is broken, but it was done so shadily, they will get behind him even more.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't gonna kill his momentum like they did with Goldberg's streak, where Kevin Nash hit him with a freaking cattle prod.
That was Scott Hall, actually, who used the cattle prod on Goldberg.
Sorry.
All right.
But no. So yeah, this is gonna be an awesome match. I'll have to flip a coin and see if I'm gonna get this in high def. Because I do plan on watching it. I've got a space reserved on my couch, and I've got a pizza place down the street and around the corner that I call and say the usual, and I can pick it up in 20 minutes.
Nice.
Love it. So, it must be awesome to have a restaurant where you actually can say the usual. I wish I had that.
You just got to find a place that you frequent, and I'm tight with the manager over there, so he knows exactly what I want.
That's sweet.
Oh, and speaking of Ryback, they've put him on the cover of the TLC poster.
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, they are putting a lot behind Ryback. The official TLC poster shows him brandishing a chair and standing atop a pile of demolished furniture,
thus becoming my hero.
Yes, not just a folding chair, but dented folding chairs, splintered tables, shattered ladders. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Do look it up. It's a very good view. Okay. I hate to do this to you guys, but I'm going to have to bring the mood down just a little bit.
Okay.
As the wrestling business is a very rough business, and we've had a couple of people taken away from us in the past couple of days. So let me pull up my the two people that we have lost. The first is somebody you'd know a little bit more about than I would, Brian, and that's Mike Graham.
Yes, Mike Graham was the son of the famous Florida Championship Wrestling. The former Florida Championship Wrestling promoter, Eddie Graham. And he was 61 years old, passed away earlier this week. The thing about Mike Graham is he did a lot of promotional work. He did a lot of promotional work with WCW.
Mm-hmm.
He's been the subject of a couple of internet memes. I won't get into them here out of respect for the dead. But he was a great individual. Was trained by Hiro Matsuda, the same man who trained Hulk Hogan, according to what I was able to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And was a good wrestler. Did a lot of promotional work and was doing a lot of work with WWE with FCW back when it was still going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be missed.
And going through WrestleChat's article, it looks like I never got to see him wrestle, but I did get to see some of his promotional work. He had helped Jimmy Hart in the early 2000s with XWF.
Hmm.
I actually got to go to a couple of these tapings. You can find the whole run of this out there for like $30. And this XWF is kind of, I jokingly call it precursor to TNA because it was a whole bunch of ex-WWE and WCW guys. And this was during the stint that Lawler wasn't with WWE.
Yes. He quit the company after they fired Stacy Carter.
Right. So the announce table for XWF was Jerry Lawler and Tony Schiavone. Wrap your brain around that for a sec.
Hmm.
I still maintain Schiavone was a good commentator when he wasn't trying to shill every 5 seconds.
Well, unfortunately, he caught this hyperbolitis very late in WCW's run. So it was, you know, sometimes it was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I joked that, you know, that Michael Cole went to the same school.
Yeah, pretty much. Sorry to cut you off, but quickly, it's like Tony had to declare everything as the greatest moment in the history of our sport.
An internet meme of its own.
Yes.
The other loss we have is a deathmatch wrestler who was a mainstay with CZW, and I'm going to say unfortunately because he had to work for IWA Mid-South. Marvin Lambert, known in the ring as Brain Damage, was found dead. They are still trying to figure out what happened. They have not ruled out suicide.
Oh boy. 34. Now, he was 34 years old. That's way too young.
Yeah.
Shame.
And I didn't get to see his work, but I know people who have worked with him. There's a lot of guys in the Indianapolis area who have gone over and worked for Combat Zone, guys like Drake Younger and Scotty Vortex. I'm sure he's worked with Sammy Callahan, guys that I've had the opportunity to meet and or work with, but this gentleman I had not. So, if I could have everyone please rise and remove their hats, we need to honor two gentlemen that we have lost. On to other topics. Not in disrespect of the dead, but life do go on.
Amen.
So I hate to do this to you guys because the next topic that we're going to have to cover.
Oh no!
Would you like your brain bleached before or after we talk about this?
Can
I just get a steady shower? Just filling up my room right now, please.
Just make sure you say you when once you once.
I've already got my gas mask. Don't worry. Okay. And my air tank.
Just.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and something tells me I don't want to know.
Just VRM, once we're done saturating your room, you have to send the receipt to Tyler Brown. He's the one who ordered the tanker truck. And you realize that killed our budget, which means none of us is getting a raise.
Well,
damn you, Tyler.
Haven't I just taken it out of my budget? I'll just take it out of my budget.
I kind of destroyed your budget with all the laughing. I hope you know that.
No, shit, memories.
You get a bonus. Check your paycheck again. You get a bonus for laughing.
Yeah,
seriously,
exactly.
Dude. Bandwidth is free. Brain bleach is not cheap.
In that case, I'd like mine before, during, and after. Thank you very much.
Well,
just come across the river and you can
share. Don't worry. I have my own brand. Never mind.
All right. So, yes, unfortunately, I have to talk about Hulk Hogan and this video.
Oh, no.
Because Hogan is actually, is not only has got two separate lawsuits going. The big legal brief that I was sent from Jason Block in our legal department is mainly the case that Hulk Hogan is leveling against Gawker Media, the website that is hosting this travesty. And to that, I'd like to say, if any of us had enough money, I'd like to just stage a class action lawsuit against these guys for actually posting it.
You sick, sad, pathetic people.
Depraved.
I'm sorry, there's a limit. I accept the adage that the internet is mainly for porn.
But there is a line that you don't cross.
I mean, there's probably an isolated corner of fetishists who want to see this crap, but I sure don't.
Yeah, this line was not only crossed, it was obliterated.
So,
before we get any further, lever time.
Oh, do you want me to put Gawker Media away? I'll be happy to.
Put them in the darkest corner. Put them even deeper than the Heidenreich Cole love fest.
That's true. I didn't realize I had to have a porn wing in room 101. Do I have a second? Brian, do I pull the lever?
In the words of your favorite wrestler, gimme a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. And in the words of Master Scientist Jamie Heineman, bye-bye.
Okay. And in the words of driving expertise Tanner Faust, see ya!
And just for the record, in the words of Tom Delgado, well, actually, everyone else, cans dot wave.
I want that, by the way. We need that for the soundboard.
I have that for you.
Okay. So anyway, there's this long thing that was sent to Gawker Media, and I'm just going to read parts of this. There's nothing explicit in it, but I want to see how far I get without Tom laughing, which tells me it's probably only going to be about three sentences.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, I just got a bit of a tickle in my throat. Okay, let's go.
Okay. The suit noted many of Hogan's career accomplishments as well as his goodwill, reputation, and brand, and that Hogan's commercial value has been diminished by the publication of the video. The suit claims that the defendants showed a depraved disregard for Hogan's privacy and rights by publishing the clips and the story that accompanied the video. It noted that unless the court enjoins them from continuing, the defendants will continue to publish, post, distribute, and exploit the material. Such activity has caused and will continue to cause the plaintiff, Hogan, to suffer irreparable harm for which there is no adequate remedy of law.
And if you took the over, you just won.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. The suit claims conduct was intentional and malicious and done for the purpose of causing or was known by the defendants to likely cause the plaintiff humiliation, mental anguish, and severe emotional stress, and was done with the wanton and reckless disregard of the consequences of the plaintiff, thus bringing Hogan severe emotional distress, anxiety, and worry.
I'm gone.
I understand it's legalese, but...
God. And my mom wonders why I never went into law school.
My problem is the fact that this is a man who for going on 35 years now has been running around in bright red and yellow tights, wearing feather boas, a do-rag, sunglasses, and calling everybody Jack or dude.
Brother.
Yeah. And he's talking about a video that's going to cause him humiliation.
Help me.
I can keep going, Tom.
That's what I'm afraid of. I know you're gonna keep going. Go on. Let me die. Just let me die.
Just tap out. Tap out when you've had enough, Tom.
Remember the safe word, Tom.
Trouble getting through this part. The lawsuit claims that Hogan has suffered injury, damage, loss, harm, anxiety, embarrassment, humiliation, shame, and severe emotional distress.
Didn't we get all that in just Hogan's Knows Best?
I I was going to say January 4th, but you've got a better answer.
Oh, God.
This is fun.
We could do a whole show on just trying to kill me.
So, simply put, Hogan is saying, "Whoa, whoa is me," and you need to take that shit down. And Gawker's like, "Yeah, whatever." And so Hogan and Bubba are no longer friends. I never understood what he saw in Bubba the Love Sponge as somebody.
I mean, when the man legally changes his name to Bubba the Love Sponge.
Seriously?
That's not to me. Yeah, he legally had his name changed to Bubba the Love Sponge. Please don't ask me how I know that, Nikki.
I'm not going to.
I wish I didn't. I was a much happier man before I knew that.
And unfortunately, I've already thrown him in room 101.
Yes.
No, wait. There is something else I can do to him.
Twilight, get my rope.
Because I'm sorry, you know, even though I'm laughing at Hogan, I can't even laugh at what Bubba pulled. I mean, you know, I already figured him as a slime ball and a douche nozzle. But you just don't do this.
Now this is something that people in polite company don't do.
Yeah. So there's only one thing that can be done.
Pause for dramatic effect.
We're gonna pony kick Bubba.
God. I can hear Jim in the corner at the soundboard running away in fear.
Jim, you might want to leave the room because this last part is going to be the best part for me.
Go for it.
Don't mind if I do, because I'm going to celebrate the fact that I'm going to lock this guy up.
Oh, I never leave home without my time cannon!
Good. Oh, Nikki. Wait, Nikki. Wait.
What?
Is he already down there?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, why?
I just pulled my chair out of storage. It's a nice one, too.
No. There will be other opportunities.
Okay, I'll put it back.
Trust me, man. So, yeah. With that taken care of, I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to continue to boast the virtues of DearWrestleChat.net, the website that you should go for all of your wrestling news and notes.
Oh yes, I think I know what you're going for with this.
Actually, I do need to make one stop. One last thing about the Hogan stuff. I want to thank TNA or whoever that was. That decided to post something through TNA's official Twitter. Impact Wrestling apparently made just a little boo-boo and announced Hulk Hogan's Twitter handle as @obeythisdickho. There is a screenshot of this tweet because it was taken down. VRM told me it was taken down. I'm sure it got deleted very quickly. Although apparently somebody actually has this handle. So whoever actually has this handle needs to call Dixie Carter and thank them for giving him 10,000 followers. They'll be very disappointed that it's not Hogan, but hey.
Yeah, the last count on his follower thing, 10,172.
How the hell does this happen?
I have no idea.
I don't. I don't either, but whoever actually posted that, I would give him a raise, but I know TNA's going to can him if they can find him.
Yeah. By the way, the tweet hasn't been taken down, but it has been edited. Where the handle is now now just the word is.
Okay.
So it looks like it's basically the same, but
they just took the handle out.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, some people think they were hacked. So, okay, so they let Kurt Angle on the official Twitter. Wow, I didn't even get Tom on that one.
But we know what you mean, Nikki.
Okay. So, as somebody who supports WrestleChat.net, I've got a bone to pick with the webmaster, Mr. Brett Clandaniel. Just a quick sweep across the table. Those of you who saw Raw, I know you didn't watch it, VRM. What did you think of Raw Monday night? Just overall, Brian?
It was a good show.
Okay. Tom?
I saw bits and pieces of it, but from what I saw, it was all right.
Okay.
No complaints here.
Okay. Brett's recap is a smark-filled mess. Let me just quote a few things here. Isn't Brian supposed to be a babyface, so why is he being screwed with by AJ? Or is AJ the babyface and she's messing with heel Brian? Or is Brian a tweener and Kane is the babyface that's making us want AJ to screw with Brian and not Kane, or is... Never mind. Brett, AJ's crazy. Don't apply logic to crazy.
Don't let her hear you say that.
Seriously. After the Big Show versus Daniel Bryan match, what the hell is the point of jobbing Bryan to the Big Slow? Is this match with Sheamus going to draw a huge buy rate or something? Big Show hasn't moved the buy rate needle since, well, ever. Well, that's not the point. It's a storyline thing to let Show take care of this little side thing with Daniel Bryan because they want to get the 45 seconds thing out of the way and get Big Show focused on Sheamus. So let's see. CM Punk decides that he doesn't want to announce right away that he, you know, who he's going to pick. So Vince McMahon comes out and says he's sick of Punk's crap and that he'll just set up a contract signing later in the night and we'll announce Punk's opponent. So which Brett says, and I quote, "So this means this was all a colossal waste of time." His commentary regarding Zack Ryder and Santino Marella versus the primetime players. And I'm quoting, "Santino's pretty much useless. I think Zack would do well for himself to move on to TNA and get out of this promotion for a few years." He also craps on 3MB. He threatens to turn off the show because Dolph Ziggler was going to lose a handicap match even though Otunga took the pinfall. No, I can't read any more of this. Brett, what is the matter with you? You've got to enjoy the product. You've got to take it at face value. I'm not an apologist. I don't feel that you've taken that fairly. And I know you're not going to take this out on me. You can't take it out on my show either. You can't do that because I'm too important to WrestleChat.net. Go on. I dare you to throw me off the air. I dare you to throw me off the website. I dare you to do all this.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection on the CLW 83 Network.
On this.
Brian Henniger, Brett Favre is your father.
Melba?
Oh,
what the?
Where did that come from?
Whoa.
You know, if they dive into a pit of frog fallopian tubes, that would be interesting.
When?
Tacoma Crapping Dragon.
Yeah, that may be a good way of looking at it.
Oh, oopsie.
I pity those who have just tuned in to this monstrosity. I really do.
Why aren't you a pony?
When I was told I had to engineer this show, I did not expect ponies to be involved.
Who told you that?
We're dealing with Nikki Haney. And there's got to be ponies involved.
Moving on.
The CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
Maybe you're a 49ers fan in Jacksonville or a Jets fan in Houston, and you're looking to connect with fellow fans from hundreds or thousands of miles away. Look no further than FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net is a social networking site dedicated to fans of every team and every league. Connect with baseball, football, basketball, and hockey fans from throughout the country and throughout the world. Get the latest news, take polls, and interact in live chats on game day. And best of all, it's absolutely free to join. Sign up today at FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net, where sports meets social networking.
Williamswear is now a part of the CLW 83 Network and is proud to offer official CLW 83 Network merchandise. Go to williamswear.clw83.com. Click the CLW 83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW 83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamswear.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in and shop right now.
Hello, this is the game showman, Joe Van Ginkle, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
Joe Van Ginkle, get out of my head.
I'd like to formally apologize to Brett Clendaniel and the staff of WrestleChat.net for my actions in the first part of the show. Brett is a very respected reporter, and he made it perfectly clear that it's, you know, that his opinion is his opinion to display. It is, after all, his damn website. So you will have to pardon the fact that I kind of lost my cool for a second.
Time's yours. Okay.
Now then, yes. Now that formality is out of the way, yeah. We are back on the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored, hopefully still by WrestleChat.net. Nikki Haman here with Brian Henniger, Tom Delgado. VRM had to take care of a small vehicular emergency, so Jim Williams has joined us.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm on the phone with Brett. Yeah, yes, Brett? Uh-huh. You want Nikki to kiss what? Oh, only kidding. Only kidding. Continue. New audio guy next week. Continue, Nikki.
Anyway. I still have a show.
Yes, you do. Barely.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. And
the show.
Thank Brett and tell him that the gift cards are on the way. Okay.
Better not bounce. I know Haymans tend to bounce payments.
These are gift cards.
You're yeah. A Heyman.
How the hell are you going to bounce a gift card? Come on Sim. Now. Give Nikki some credit.
Well, you make them out of rubber, I guess. They might go a little high.
See? See?
Dagnabbit.
Go ahead, Nikki.
My reputation precedes me. This has been a banner week for Kofi Kingston. It looks like somebody in creative said, hey, we forgot about this guy. Either that or they were just waiting for the dust to die down from Kofi and Truth parting as a tag team with no storyline and giving Kofi something to do. by like introducing him back into the beat card picture where he belongs.
Where he can flourish.
Well, yeah. And well, boy, did he flourish Monday night. Now, in Brett's honest and objective review of the show.
And heartfelt.
He thought it kind of strange that they were, quote unquote, giving away this match on a Monday. I kind of look at it as the match, that little non-title match that some guys get against the champion to show that they are worthy of having that title shot.
It sets up for something closer down the road.
Precisely. And they even cast a nice little shadow of doubt in it when we discovered that Kofi is a master of Taekwondo Leap.
Yeah.
I dare say that was a masterful boot to the head.
You're making me crazy, Kofi.
No. It was sick. It was beautiful.
I bet, because Kofi's got that agility, he can do that, and that's what I really like about Kofi. He'll break out some nice stuff.
With the greatest of ease. Oh my goodness.
But it was such a perfect setup, because it was Miz just coming off the ropes. He turns around, the last thing he saw was Kofi's boot in his face. And something on his boot or his kick pads, or he just hit a sweet spot and busted Miz open just over his right eyebrow. And he actually had to get stitches and concussion testing for it.
Very legit injury, and you know, JR and Cole sold it big time, I you know, because it was what it was.
Well, yeah. They didn't have it on camera. I believe Jack Doan was the referee for this match. He did signal a ref's X after the match ended, so they were a little concerned. Mm-hmm. Brian, did you get to see this spot?
I did, and that was a thing of beauty. I mean, it was horrible that he got injured, but, I mean, Kofi must have springs in his thigh muscles. I mean, that was some elevation.
It was spectacularly done, and to ruin it, we had the number three saying, oh, whose fault was that? You know, that was done wrong. That must have been a botch if Miz got hurt.
Not necessarily, and we talked about this, Nikki, before the show. If anybody's at fault, you might want to say Miz is for not getting his hands in the right place at the right time.
Exactly. Because there's no way for Kofi to adjust once he has left the ground. He's good, but he ain't that good.
Right.
But Miz did not have a concussion. The wound in his the wound over his eye required 6 stitches. And it doesn't look that big. And apparently it wasn't so bad, and that he passed the concussion testing, that they went ahead and did this match on main event. Now, if you have not seen this match, I don't care if you go to Hulu Plus or YouTube or WWE.com, go look it up, watch it twice. Try to forget who won. And just immerse yourself in this match. This match was spectacular.
Pay-per-view quality.
And a real, you know, a real pat on the back for main event to put such a high quality match on what is essentially what a lot of people will perceive it right now as a C show.
And a couple of people who I've talked with and have seen post online are getting of the belief that in terms of wrestling, main event might be the A show in terms of quality wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, you're only given 60 minutes, but they make the most of those 60 minutes with quality matches. And they're doing their... It makes me wonder, though, where the priorities are in place, because, let's face facts, this is on ION Television, which is in far fewer homes than their other broadcast entities of the past, CW, UPN, and what have you. Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder, why save it for such a small niche audience? Because I'll tell you honestly, a lot of people don't know where Ion Television is on their dial. It's a fact, because, you know, they're essentially PAX or I or whatever the hell they call themselves this week. You know, they're not, they're infomercials half the day, 5 days a week, and infomercials seemingly 24 hours a day over the weekend. You know, it's like a must carry station in most markets on most cable systems. That's about it.
And no, I agree with you, because I, as I said, when we were leading up to the debut, I wasn't even sure if I got Ion, and I do. And I will say this, I almost wish I hadn't been spoiled on this match.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because if you don't know who's going to win and you sit and watch this match, you'll be on the edge of your seat.
Mm-hmm.
I think you still will anyway. Like I said, just put it out of your mind.
Well, blame social media for that.
Look, I blame WWE.com. I think they actually posted it on Tuesday.
They posted.
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
I think they actually did throw the spoiler up, and thus exposing the fact that Kofi won that match. So it's their fault.
But I don't see but here's the little problem that I'm having. I can't really badmouth it for a couple of reasons. First of all, this is a new show, and a lot of people see it as like Velocity or Metal or Jacked.
Shotgun.
It's a nothing show.
It's a recap show, but it's anything but.
Exactly. The one thing that I guess I will continue to trumpet the virtues of their video packages. They did wonderful packages for Kofi and for Miz. This match took up the majority of the match time for the show, a 60-minute show with almost 25 minutes of wrestling, by the way, thanks to my inside man, Mikey, who sent me match time totals, which, if you want comparison purposes, 51 minutes of wrestling on Raw and 46 minutes of wrestling on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. So ratio-wise, main event's got a lot more wrestling. What WWE did with that spoiler, though, was that they had to generate interest, because they realized they were going to have to break an unwritten rule in the WWE that titles don't change hands outside of Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-views. I mean, you'll never see a title change hands on Superstars.
Or at a house show.
It can happen under extraordinary circumstances. If you'll recall back in, I believe, 2003, Booker T got hurt at a house show. It was either Booker T or Christian got hurt, and they had to move the Intercontinental title.
Or a situation like with the tag team titles, where I think, I want to say not too long ago, they were won at a house show. They changed hands at a house show. I want to say it involved that Tarantino, I think.
It was Mizmo who won it.
Okay.
Miz and Morrison, yeah, because there's this amazing picture of the two of them posing with the belts.
Well, we know why you think it's amazing, but let's move on.
No. Seriously, it's a well composed picture. I have 8 very good reasons to appreciate it, but it's a well composed. What?
Hey, if I can be a fan of Jennifer Love Hewitt and Thelma and Louise, she can be a fan of Morrison and his 8-pack.
Zach's dad's more ripped. Anyway.
Hey!
He is!
I'm in Miami, bitch!
That's right.
Jomo's called me his manager, so there. Anyway. So, you know, they probably, in a way, the spoiler was an attempt to try to get more eyeballs on the show. I really think, you know, WWE did not do this by accident. I think this was part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping this is going to get Kofi back up to where he was circa 2008 when he was feuding with Randy Orton. If you recall some of the craziness, Tom, Madison Square Garden,
Yes, 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 yes. That stuff he did with Randy Orton was gold. I'd like to see him back at that level.
Yeah, when he trashed was that the same show he trashed the race car?
Yeah, he trashed the gift from I think Kyle Busch or Carl Edwards or whatever. Name's not important, but I think that was the same show where Randy Orton got that gift.
Yeah. Kofi trashed the car, and then he took Orton through the tech
crowd.
Yeah, right. And I was like, "This is awesome." I thought he was finally going to get put up to the main event, and then the bottom fell out of that.
Yeah.
So hopefully, please, that they're going to go ahead and move Kofi up. And I hope they don't forget about R-Truth, because R-Truth would be a lot of fun, and would also be a lot of fun in the mid-card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, R-Truth is a solid mid-card hand, good comedy babyface.
And just with the simplest thing, like his little bit on Raw, where they were watching, where they show a bunch of wrestlers watching what's going on in the ring, and R-Truth talks to little Jimmy. They finally talk Brian into going out there, and he screams no at everybody, and he even stops to scream no at little Jimmy.
Nice.
Little Jimmy's for real, people.
Little Jimmy's real. Little Jimmy is that one that, every little kid fan wants to be little Jimmy. They want to be the kid, the tag-along kid in the wrestling business.
So you're trying to say little Jimmy is the 1%?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Jim, what have we said about mixing politics with wrestling?
Pony, yes.
Well, no. Politics and wrestling do have one thing in common. They have absolutely no logic whatsoever.
Exactly.
Oh, are you crazy?
Anyway. So, congrats to Kofi Kingston, and we get to watch Miz be a utter whiny butt about it, because he whined through his interview, and then he got almost completely forgotten on Miz TV on SmackDown, which amused me no end.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm still not quite a fan of Miz. He really rubs me the wrong way, which people say other than he's doing it right. No, there's, he's still not somebody I would go out of my way to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why it amused me that he was practically forgotten on Miz TV. And then Booker did me the favor of letting me fast forward through 10 minutes of SmackDown when they paired Miz with Randy Orton.
No.
So, hey Brett, if you want something to complain about, there you go.
Watch it. You're all right. You're back on terms now. Just
okay. Sorry.
We want to make it to 250. Damn it. Okay.
Yes, we do. And we've only got a month to go. Yes. And I'm not about to kill it now. I am not about to kill it now.
You're going to do the other kind of kill it. Make it awesome. Yeah.
That's the kind of killing I want to do. Yes.
Indeed.
And then do 250 more.
You bet.
Sure. Why not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Since we are closing in on 250. And Raw, Monday Night Raw, of course, had broken the historic 1,000 over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the three-hour format, the ratings have been on a steady dip, and unfortunately, we're going to get to watch Vince flip his ever-loving wig, because I don't even think he realizes how much competition he's got next week.
Mm-hmm.
Next Monday night, we've got, let's see, Jim, you know something that's going on.
Oh, I know everything that's going on. Are you kidding me? But I know what you're talking about specifically. There is a distinct possibility he will be going up against, A, Monday Night Football, that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
B, perhaps Game 7 of the National League Championship Series, if it goes to a Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis, San Francisco, so check those markets off. And, of course, C, he will be going against me in my debate with Mittens. The final presidential debate is Monday night from 9:30 to 11. Yeah, Vince, you're screwed.
But to that, actually, I would like to be there when they show Vince the ratings and the fact that I'm guessing that all 3 hours are going to be under 4 million.
That messenger is going to be fired.
Yes, but the rage is going to be epic. So, Tom, this is for you, man.
You piece of crap! Don't do it, Vince! Don't do it!
Piece of crap! Give me
Dude, that's Striker. Don't kill him, too.
He's all about erasing the marks of the world. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
But it would be so beautiful. Indeed. It would be so epic. And so many people would be so fired.
And you know he would injure himself in the process. I mean, come on, this is Vince. If he does his strut the wrong way, he'll pull a hammy.
Or re-tear a quad.
Yeah.
But I'd almost be willing to, put it out there. I'm thinking that he's going to be, we haven't been getting actual Nielsen numbers. We've been getting just a solid number of individuals watching the show. I honestly think he's not going to get over 3.5 million for any hour Monday night, especially if there's the baseball game, because you said San Francisco, right?
San Francisco, top 10 market. Yeah.
Okay. Who's playing Monday night?
Monday night, that is an excellent question. In fact, I am going to kill time and research as I go, because I can find this answer out very quickly, and I am going to...
Stretch, Jim, stretch!
Detroit and Chicago, there's another top 10 market. There we go, Chicago, market 3.
Ooh.
And Detroit's, I think, on the outside of the top 10, yeah, just outside.
Market's getting taken out of play.
Ooh. And even my remote's going to be confused. Hooray for picture-in-picture. Anyway,
and when you consider that 65...
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, considering 65 or 66 million people have been watching the last two debates, the first two presidential debates, yeah. His best bet is to go reverse logic and stack the first hour, as stupid as that sounds. Not going to happen, but...
Yeah. Yeah, Ethan, is that going to help the ratings?
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and no.
Shinty 6.
It's just not going to be pretty.
Okay.
Is the number Derpy 2?
You know what?
Yes.
I'm okay. I got that Dr. Shelby self-help course that I heard at the open. I'm okay. I can get through this.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you sure, sure?
I am sure, sure.
Yes, this is amusing.
No! 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 A show for little girls!
It's not for grown-ass men!
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for joining my side. Thank you for joining the herd. Wait a minute.
Who said I was joining your side?
Yeah, no, moving on!
Before two of us get fired this week.
Tom, you're probably the safest person in the room right now.
Yay! coming soon.
I'm just sitting back, eating the popcorn, and watching the fun.
CLWADT Network, tune in.
Oh, no.
Soundbite.
Yeah. Alrighty. But no, there's seriously a lot of... Raw, if they... what was their number, their worst number from a couple of weeks ago? What was it, 2-6 or 2-5?
They'd actually fallen to 2-5. I think they might actually drop as far as 2-2.
It's gonna be lower than 2-5, no doubt.
Yeah,
they're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a show that they have to really deliver on because this is a go home show.
Exactly.
This is one of their big go home shows. Although they might. You know what they might do if Vince was smart, and I'm assuming a lot here.
Yeah.
If Vince is actually cognizant of how much competition he has this coming Monday, he might actually want to coast and stack SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Super SmackDown.
But that's the Super SmackDown's not this week. He's actually doing it for voting day, I think.
Of course.
Doofus.
Well, he won't have me watching because I'll be busy tallying dimpled chads and also announcing at the college. So there you go.
Well, I'm gonna find my way down to the pollsters and show them my ID, even though it's not required in Minnesota, but it is in Michigan and Florida. So anybody who wants to bitch about it, okay, you say. Oh, it's going to displace the elderly. Yeah, Florida's one of the largest retirement states in the country. They require ID.
Isn't the red state, blue state room that way?
Yes, and Jason's kind of napping in there, actually. He's he's in a transient state. It's not pretty. It's really not pretty.
He's really upset after what happened with the A-Rod and the ankle and the Yankees.
Yeah, which is why I decided to take some liberty and make him feel better. I decided to take a chia pet in there for him. But I didn't put the chia stuff on the pet. I put it on his head. Because I figured he needs some growth up there. Because
that's all to help him get up there.
Yeah. Chia.
I'm not going to open the door because I don't want to listen to his snoring.
No, trust me. Ever since the Yankees game, he's been sleeping like a baby.
I think you have a 7-second sound effect that would describe how he's been dealing since the Yankees.
No, he sleeps like a baby. He slept 2 hours, waked up and cries. Sleeps 2 hours, wakes up and cries. That kind of thing.
No, I'm just saying Nikki has a.
No. He sleeps. He sleeps 2 hours. He wakes up. He realizes what happens and.
That's exactly it. See, Jason, cans can be fun. Aluminium for the win. He's going to free us a new one, but I don't care. Moving on.
I don't care either.
So, okay, I apologize for going off on a political tangent. I am going to be so bloody happy when this freaking election is over. Anyway.
Yeah. By the way, can I mention something speaking of celebrity types?
Uh-oh, sure.
As you know, it's never too early to talk about WrestleMania.
Oh no, I heard this.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes, well, one is winning and one is if this happens, I will boycott. I'm serious. I will freaking boycott.
As will I.
I might have to.
Charlie Sheen, okay, I'm fine with that. It's being talked about that Charlie Sheen, after talks fell apart at SummerSlam, might be utilized in WrestleMania.
And I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Between that and Goatface, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, while you're listening to us, go to WWEshop.com and piss away $5 on a Goatface mask. My mind is bent.
Style points for modeling it after the goat mask they used in the anger management sessions, though.
Yes, but just anyway. But another name that's been bandied about at Titan Tower is a girl by the name of Alana Thompson. You don't know her? Honey Boo Boo.
If you don't know her, is your home nice?
Yes.
Is it happy there? I'd like to move in.
Yes, indeed.
I've got a couch for anybody who wants to come here because I've only heard of her. I don't know what she looks like. I don't know what she does. And I really don't care.
Put it to you this way. I have her in my death pool next year. No, that's I'm only kidding. That's horrible. I'd like to apologize for having her in my death pool. No, but the Here Comes Honey Boo Boo star is being bandied about as a possible cameo. No! You think... Thank you. I'm sorry, I have to get off of my soapbox. Okay. Nikki, help me out with this. Where is WrestleMania being held next March or April?
MetLife Stadium.
Okay, that is in...
New York.
Well, Northern New Jersey, New York Metro, okay.
Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo is from...
You got me, I don't watch.
Georgia, okay? How do you think that's gonna go over... with a New York, New Jersey crowd. About as good as a... It'll go over about as well as the Hindenburg.
I know. Ooh. Pick me.
Yes. He's a native New Yorker, Tom.
It's going to go over as well as Santa Claus and Michael Irvin in Philadelphia.
That's correct.
And WWE, if you're listening to this, which I hope you are... Allow me to let Miss Fluttershy explain my beliefs here.
Oh my god, we have another soundboard with ponies, dear lord.
Where did that come from?
I'll show you after the show, Nick.
I am scared.
You are disappointed.
Mommy.
No. Let's see. But no, I agree. That's gonna go. That's gonna go over like Punk's pinstripes.
but there's a difference. That was freaking hilarious.
Gonna go over like a barbecue cook-off at a PETA convention.
Ooh, like that.
Even better, it's going to go over as well as me in front of a vegetarian bar.
It'll go over like a Michael Cole wrestling match. Yeah.
Yeah. You're being optimistic, Jim.
You're probably
right. Yeah, very optimistic.
I mean, the orange did bring out the tats, so.
Ugh.
Nikki, my brain bleach, please.
Yeah, I think we all need this now. Hold still, this won't hurt long. Brain bleach!
This has been Nikki Heyman for Brain Bleach, the best brain bleach for all your brain bleaching needs. And also sponsored by the Eagle Hand Laundry.
I got that.
Does your eagle have dirty mitts?
What?
Oh my god. Porky Pig, a Daffy Duck, or Roland, man. Oh my goodness. Woo!
Oh my god!
That's my favorite sketch too back in the day. All right, Nick.
I think we finally killed Tom.
Yeah. He was a good correspondent, but gosh darn it, the laughs just got to him too much. Tom, remember what I taught you. Think Sarah McLachlan commercials, you'll feel sadder. See?
Look what you did. Now you made him cry.
Dude, just lie back and think of the British Empire, okay?
What? Now we're just hurting his brain.
Help me.
Yeah, we're recording this at 1 in the morning, kids. Can't you tell? Okay, go ahead, Nikki. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. So, but back to one of your earlier points, Jim, that yeah, they're going to, if Raw wants to even try to get back to that 2.5, they're going to have to stack the heck out of the first hour.
They're going to have a big first hour main event at about 8:40, for God's sakes.
Well, they'll probably do one or two things. They might parade out Ryback for a match. Or they'll, if Rey is healthy, they'll do the tag team tournament number one contenders finals.
Right.
At that point.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should go ahead and, you know, they should have that. I think they should do another 3MB segment. I'm sorry, Slater and McIntyre and Jinder are hilarious. It's one of those, I don't know what I'm looking at, but it's funny.
Them and a honky-tonk just is like, wow.
And the fandom has already had fun drawing a picture of Slater with a rock band guitar, McIntyre with bagpipes, and Jinder sitting on a pillow with a sitar. I want to hear this song.
It'll be anything but it'll be better than anything Justin Bieber puts out this year.
Indeed.
Or any other year for that matter.
Yeah. But will it be a chart topper like With My Baby Tonight?
Oh! Say nothing of That's All Right, Honky Tonk Mama. Yeah.
Or Mean Gene's version of Tutti Frutti.
Derringer, you should have buried them and stayed buried.
I used to own that record on cassette tape.
Oh, man, alive.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on.
I have not had the dubious honor. I've heard parts of it, though, because I've heard the Captain Lou song.
It's all on YouTube.
Actually, research Captain Lou on Newgrounds. Somebody has got a mind screw video that goes with it that is just amazing. I made the mistake of watching it way too late at night, and I probably would have woke up the whole house. I was gonna laugh harder than Tom.
That's a heck of a laugh.
I'm just saying that. But the video is a mind screw. I'm just warning you now.
Well, you've been forewarned.
So, yeah, we've got to do the tag team tournament, you know, that first hour, tag team tournament finals. Something with Ryback, definitely something with Punk and Dear Uncle Paul. I don't think Vince is going to try to put his ugly mug on camera.
Hmm.
We do something, you know, I would also expect, you know, whoever wins the tag team finals, which really, to be honest, that's a toss-up. You've got Mysterio and Sin Cara, who have worked very well together, and you have Rhodes Scholars, who are heat machines.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I'm amazed at the level of just chemistry these two guys have together. Honestly, I never would have seen it coming.
I wouldn't either. It just, you know, but it fell into place so naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel, you know, it didn't feel like a thrown together tag team even when they got started. It was one of these, you know, here's my word for this, organic.
Mm-hmm.
Letting it happen.
Exactly.
Just like this whole blow up with Ryback.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't forced. This happened. Or the way Jason put it, and then this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Roll the tape on this.
Oh, no. No.
But seriously, I mean, you know, they work really well together. Mysterio and Sin Cara is kind of a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like, you know, I'm probably one of the few people that still post on the internet and actually still likes Rey Mysterio or is a fan of Rey Mysterio. And I'm
still
older
like
than, him. Well, I'm just saying, most Rey Mysterio fans are either casual fans or under the age of 12.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Waiting to get their head butted by him for a mask.
Actually, I've got a story to go with that. I attended a SmackDown in Cleveland.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, the old the Gund Arena isn't a bad place.
Well, yeah. The Q.
The Q. Rey Mysterio and John Morrison mm-hmm. had a match that night. And I was on the rail I was on the rail on Spitside, and I had some friends who were sitting at the guardrail on the other side. And a parent asked them if they could let their little kid come up to the guardrail so that he could hit, you know, so he could touch foreheads with Mysterio. Mm-hmm. And they did it because they wanted to know what Rey says.
Exactly.
And he'll say all kinds of things to the kids. You know, our running joke is that he sees a kid in a Mysterio mask and he goes up to him and goes, "Dominic."
Oh, man. Tom's gone.
I win.
Well, you'll make a couple of bucks from me.
So, but see, the thing is, since Team Friendship is magic.
Yeah. It's always going to be Team Friendship to us.
They're a tweener team, so it's really not obvious.
Yeah,
they're pretty much a tweener team. They can fight faces. They can fight heels. Hell, they fought everybody at the end of SmackDown.
Although I think Kane is more playing the face, and of course Daniel Bryan still being the heel.
I love Kane as the batshit crazy face.
Yes. This is Canaanite Kane, which is one of my favorite versions.
Yeah.
Indeed, one of my favorites as well.
Just the fact that he was the voice of reason during the Miz TV segment. Awesome.
That instantly invalidates WWE logic.
Mm-hmm.
Kane as your voice of reason. What?
Wait a minute. WWE and logic don't go together anyway.
Exactly. So it's already been invalidated.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Kane as a just a crazy face and the voice of reason in this tag team, which is infinitely amusing. And like I said, the schmoz at the end of the show was just so much fun. When they decided to come out and start beating people up because they could. my only complaint with the Lumberjack match main was the fact that Big Show was out there.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he was out there at all. Because I would think, you know, I realize that Lumberjack matches are no DQ anyway, but the fact that a Sheamus Barrett match did not have a winner because of Show's interference, the whole point would be to tell Show he's not allowed to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have him come out at the end, you know, after all the nonsense and when Ziggler goes to cash.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Big Show, you know, either, you know, climb over the barrier through the crowd or maybe, you know, just have his music hit while Ziggler is frantically trying to get Chad Patton to ring the bell. And the match wouldn't have happened anyway because Sheamus was unconscious. Depending on how they rule that, you know, that seems to change from show to show.
Sure.
So I think we've done enough damage for one night.
To Tom, yes.
Yes, Tom, you're gonna
never do enough damage to me. I will always come back from war.
You're a sick one.
Hey, Tom's like, I'm a mortal man. You can't kill me.
He's immortal. Wait a minute.
Oh, I can get.
He's a super shredder.
He's RoboCop. No.
You fool!
Oh my Lord Almighty.
Thank you very much.
Why me?
Well, why you, Jim? Because you're our sound man.
It was rhetorical. I didn't mean to ask. So.
But yes, before we do call it a night.
Yes.
And Jim, do you have anything to promote?
I'd like to promote my book, Anti-Pony Anonymous. No. Touch 'em All coming up next week. Probably on the website Tuesday night or Wednesday. We will look ahead to the World Series, look back at the League Championship Series, and other bits and bytes of news from teams that are not even in the playoff picture. That's coming up. And, of course, go to CLW83.com for all the fine details on all the other programs we have.
And, Brian, do you have something to promote?
I would like to promote real quickly this, you know, just it is October. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I've said it on several occasions. I'm the brother of a cancer survivor, 7 years and counting. God bless. And if you haven't already, do make a donation to Komen for the Cure or any cancer charity this during this month. It does not go unappreciated. I mean, we are coming, I mean, from what I'm reading, we are getting so close to finding much better treatment, maybe even cures down the pike. But it can't happen without your help, so please do what you can.
So,
one more thing, of course, and before we have to say right now, Derpy is best pony.
Yes, Derpy is. Wait a minute.
And on a personal note, if Mr. Clint Daniel is listening, I want you to know that I've always been a rather large fan of your website. I've never said such horrible things about it. It's called job security, people. Give me a break.
Wait a minute. I'm on the phone. Yeah. What, Brett? Oh, this is not... He wants to triple your salary. What's triple of nothing?
That's a lot of zero.
That's a lot of zero.
On both sides of the decimal.
You win a few, you lose a few, you know?
Sometimes you tie a few too, but that's okay.
Just ask Brett if we're good for next week.
I believe we are. I will. Okay. I'll slip him a fiver. We'll be fine.
Okay. Now, Tom, do you have anything to promote?
Really, I just want to promote my own personal Twitter. Follow me there at Real Tom Delgado. That's Real Tom Delgado. Do not be fooled by all the other fake Tom Delgados out there who will not laugh as hard as I do.
He's Tom Delgado, the real Tom Delgado. All the other Tom Delgados are just fake Tom Delgados.
So won't the real Tom Delgado please stand up, please stand up, please stand up, and I am standing up right now. Now I am sitting down again.
Thank you very much. He lifts things up and puts them down.
Lordy, 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 lordy.
I think we've started to eat the life.
So, I have nothing to promote because I am here.
For now.
For now. So that will do it for the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. For Tom Delgado, for Brian Henniger, for the currently missing VRM, for Mr. Jim Williams, my name is Nikki Heyman. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as Tom Delgado has.
That's what Tom Delgado would do.
And we will definitely have to try this again next week.
you have any questions or comments about this podcast, please submit them to clw3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.